Welcome to the deep dive. You've brought us a single, very potent piece of market intelligence. It's just one number, but it signals some real movement in the housing industry.
It really does. And our mission today is pretty simple.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to take that one fact, just one, and really unpack every layer of what it means.
Okay, let's get into it.
So we're focusing entirely on a really critical forward-looking indicator for the U.S. housing sector. And here's the core finding you shared with us.
The big one.
The National Association of Realtors, the NAR, their pending home sales report, showed a substantial 4.0% increase in August.
And that number, that 4.0%, that's our entire universe for this deep dive.
It is. It's precise. It's from the leading authority, and it's for a very specific window of time.
And we really have to treat a number like that with, you know, a bit of respect. When you see a 4% change in a monthly report, that's not just statistical noise.
It's a signal.
It's a definite signal. But before we get to the impact of the increase itself, we have to define the terms. I know our audience follows this, but it's crucial. What exactly are pending home sales?
Right. And why does the NAR get to be the authority here? So let's start with the source. The National Association of Realtors, the NAR, I don't think we need to spend too much time here. They're the recognized authoritative source for this stuff. Mm. When we say the NAR reports it, we're basically saying this is the institutional consensus.
Exactly. The authority is established. So let's move on to the metric itself, which is really the predictive part. We're talking about pending home sales.
And this is such a key distinction, right? This isn't about closed sale.
Not at all. It's absolutely crucial to understanding that 4% lift. This metric is not tracking sales where the money has changed hands and the keys are delivered.
So what is it tracking?
It's tracking the moment the contract is signed by both the buyer and the seller. The deal is agreed upon, but it hasn't actually closed yet.
It's the commitment, not the completion.
Precisely. Which means that 4.0% increase for August is a real-time snapshot of new contracts being signed. It's a measure of market momentum, of confidence that was happening in August.
And that activity will only show up as closed sales later on.
Right, you'll see it in the September and maybe even the October reports. It's a leading indicator.
Okay, so just to summarize where we are. NAR is the recorder. Pending sales are the commitment phase. This means the 4.0% increase is a documented acceleration in buyers signing on the dotted line in August.
A verifiable one, yes.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second here.
Go for it.
If these are pending sales, contracts that aren't closed yet, couldn't a lot of them just fall through? I mean, doesn't that make the 4.0% lift a little, illusory?
That's a very sharp point. And it's where you have to understand how this index works. You're absolutely right that any pending sale carries risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, financing can fall through. Mm. Inspections can go wrong. But the NAR's reporting is standardized. So when we look at a month-over-month change, we're assuming a sort of standard baseline failure rate for those contracts.
So we're comparing apples to apples.
We're comparing apples to apples. And the insight here is that the sheer volume of new contracts signed surged so strongly by 4 full percentage points that it just overwhelms the usual noise of some contracts failing.
So even with a normal number of deals falling apart, the momentum was still strong enough to post that big a number.
Massive enough to overcome it and still deliver that robust figure. It implies a huge surge in market engagement that you just can't dismiss as a statistical blip.
Okay, so that brings us to the velocity, the speed of that change. We're talking about a national index, the whole system. What does a 4% jump in 1 month tell us about how fast buyer sentiment changed?
It tells us the change was abrupt. I mean, market indices like this, they track enormous data sets, so they usually have a lot of inertia. They don't just turn on a dime.
A 4.0% swing isn't just a gentle turn.
No, it's not incremental at all. It's highly dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, if it were 0.5% or even 1%, you might say, okay, maybe that's a seasonal adjustment or a slow correction.
But 4 is different.
4 points is a jolt. It suggests that some market factors reached a kind of critical mass, or that a huge chunk of buyers all decided almost at the same time that August was the moment to act.
That specific number, 4.0%, suggests there was a real trigger, something that moved people from just looking to actually committing.
Yes, in a matter of weeks. That velocity is what makes the fog so newsworthy. It suggests a major, and more importantly, a quantifiable shift in the market's mood.
So we've got the magnitude 4.0% is big. We've got the metric attracts commitment. When you put them together, it feels like it implies a sense of urgency.
It does.
But why August? Why was there an urgency in August that apparently wasn't there in July?
Well, the only thing we can really infer, sticking strictly to this one number, is that the balance of motivation shifted. It shifted decisively toward the buyer needing to lock in a property right then and there.
So the market just felt different.
Fundamentally different in August than it did the month before. And think about what has to happen for a contract to be signed.
A lot of negotiation.
Thousands of successful negotiations. You need agreement on price, on terms, on timing. For that increase to be reported nationally, the collective negotiating friction must have gone down significantly in August.
Which means either sellers became more willing to deal or...
Or buyers just became much more motivated to accept the prices that were out there. Either way, it resulted in that huge contractual lift.
And since this is a national average, that 4.0% figure could be hiding some pretty wild regional numbers.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great point. A 4.0% national increase could mean some local markets saw an 8 or even 10% spike, while others might have been flat.
So the national number is really just the floor.
It's the benchmark for the minimal market acceleration. If you're an agent or a buyer in a specific city, you know that the local momentum was likely at least that strong, maybe even stronger. It shows how broad this shift was.
Okay, let's connect this back to the goal here, which is to be quickly and accurately informed. If we accept this 4.0% number as a measure of high-velocity commitment in August, what's the immediate practical takeaway?
The practical consequence is predictive power. It's as simple as that. If you know that 4.0% more contracts were signed in August, you can project a few things.
Like what?
Well, one, you can anticipate a corresponding rise in the closed sales figures that will be reported for September and October. That's almost a given.
Okay, makes sense.
And two, you recognize that the pool of available inventory just got tighter. All those homes under contract are now off the market, which could make things a bit tougher for new buyers for the next 30 to 60 days.
So it's both a look forward and a snapshot of the present.
Exactly. The insight is that this single month swing challenges any assumption that the market was just going to cool down smoothly for the fall. It shows momentum can turn and turn sharply. And 4.0% is the hard evidence of that turn.
I think that's the perfect way to frame it. This number is like a quantified shockwave. It tells us August was a moment of sharp acceleration.
And we're not just relying on feelings or anecdotes.
No, this is hard data on signed legal commitments across the entire country.
Right.
And we shouldn't overlook what this implies about volatility. If the market can jump 4% in 1 month, it tells you the whole system is pretty sensitive to current conditions.
Very sensitive, whether it's mortgage rates, consumer confidence, inventory.
Yeah.
Whatever the trigger is, the market is primed to react.
A market that can do that is not a stable market.
No, stabilization is not what this number is telling us. This spike tells us that the market's inertia was overcome by a really substantial push of new commitments. It forces you to look at this period as a distinct, sharp movement, not just a continuation of a trend.
So let's tie it all together. We have the authority of the NAR, we have the predictive nature of pending sales, and we have the dramatic speed implied by that 4.0% jump in August.
That's it.
The whole analysis, built from just that one sentence you brought us, delivers a really potent takeaway. August was defined by a strong, quantifiable upswing in buyer commitment,
setting a new, higher trajectory for closed sales to come.
So if you're the one who has to walk into a meeting and explain what happened in August, you just need those three ideas all anchored to that 4% figure.
Which brings us to the final thought. So what comes next?
Okay.
We've now seen that the market is capable of producing a 4.0% burst of activity in a single month. The question for any observer is, can it be sustained?
It's one thing to have a spike. It's another thing to maintain that level of acceleration.
Yeah, it's the challenge. So for a final provocative thought based purely on this data point, if sales contracts saw that big of a boost in August, what single factor would be most critical to sustain that exact 4.0% level of monthly acceleration going forward?
Or to flip that around.
Or conversely, what force would be powerful enough to completely neutralize that August momentum and send the index flat or even down in September? Mm-hmm. Just think about the immense energy it would take to consistently shift a national index by 4%. month after month?
That's a great question. The difference between a single burst and sustained momentum, that's the next layer for you to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your source with us and letting us do this deep dive into the world captured by that single powerful 4.0% figure.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.